This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hi, this is Mark David Binate, Artistic Director of Borderlands Theater. Today I'm sharing about the connection between arts participation and wellness. In recent years, researchers have begun to understand the vital role participating in arts and cultural activities can have on mental, physical, and community health. Of course, we all know how things like dancing can be good for your health, but did you know that patients who participated in some form of art making after surgery spent less time in the hospital after their procedure than those who did not have art activities available? In fact, arts participation can decrease your chances of dementia by 63%. And people who participate in art making or simply attend cultural events have lower levels of anxiety and depression. Arts and cultural activities bring people together. They literally build community and foster a sense of belonging and attachment to place, which can lead to increased civic participation and pride. The joy one feels when making art with others, be it rehearsing a play, singing in a choir, or painting a community mural, lowers your blood pressure and makes you feel connected to others in a deep way. Going to cultural events often gets people to visit parts of their city they've never been to. In fact, 80% of people explore new places for the arts. The arts bridge language barriers and disparate groups. Arts participation unites generations, reduces fears, and empowers citizens. In Europe, doctors have been prescribing art to patients for some time now. Known as arts on prescription, this trend is just starting to be explored in the United States. In England, for example, a doctor can prescribe that you attend a concert, enroll in a drawing class, or see a play. Based on their diagnosis, they work with cultural coordinators to prescribe the activity that will best address your need. And the really cool part is the health system pays for it, just like how your insurance would pay for your meds at a pharmacy. Later this month, Borderlands Theater will present Art is Vital, a wellness fiesta. At the center is a performance of Anita, a Broadway-style musical that features an orphan girl who creates home through her optimism and joy. Developed right here in Tucson, Anita showcases a fusion of cumbia, jazz, rock, and hip-hop genres, and features some of our best musical theater performers. After the musical, there'll be interactive arts activities that educate the public on the link between arts and health. It all happens at the Berger Performing Arts Center at the School for the Deaf and Blind, and you can find more details at borderlandstheater.org. In the meantime, I encourage everyone to write a poem, play some music, go see a play. Challenge yourself to participate in art at least once a month. Do it with other people. Enjoy life more.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.